today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Nobody has that much time. Too. I tried to get there, Mike, and I was like, look what he did with his boss. And she's like, I don't care. That's gross. And
I know
away.
Somebody who has that much time. This guy.
What got me the most was my soap. He stole my soap. Who steals soap?
Whenever I bring it up to my family, my mom in particular, I always remember when I said, hey, Mom, I'm thinking about, taking one of my wives up to Nova Scotia. And my mom.
Did you switch wives every time they switched boats?
Usually.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Marriage with two people together forever and ever. Marriage and when love,
true love.
Love for people together.
Hello. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
Great. How's
every little thing, everyone?
How's your weather?
Oh, yes. Weather. Yeah.
It's, I'll tell you what, it's a steam bath here in the district.
Well, even here in the Great White North, it's a little humid. It was a little humid yesterday.
What do you guys keep your AC on at home? I'm always curious.
In this studio that I am broadcasting from up here in the great state, the only room that I have the magic of air conditioning, it is probably a crisp 68 degrees in here.
That's perfect.
Let's level the playing field. When you're in Florida, what is it inside the home?
More of a reasonable 70-something, 72-ish.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because that's the central.
Is there
that's aero? Well, let me see if I can put it in terms you may understand, HVAC? Oscar. Aero central.
Oh, it's aire central.
Aire central. But up here, I only have the very cheap. What is the brand?
Is it an Emerson?
No, not that nice.
Not as nice as an Emerson?
Westgate.
I know what it is. It doesn't even have a name on it because it's that cheap.
Well, that's even better, Kia. Mike, because then it's a classier look. Nice and clean.
It might be a higher. HAIR.
I had one in my apartment. They're great.
They're $11.
They're little window units. They're fantastic.
A higher one. I cleaned the filter this year.
Give it a good rinsing.
I gave it a good rinsing.
Easy made them for that.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. No, they don't. They don't.
And it's a big unit.
And I don't get Filter Easy up here because I don't have the central thing. I have,
your house
I
is have not air cooled like an old movie
nature
theater.
I have cools
a giant
house.
Oil tank in my basement. I have an oil tank in my basement.
Well, that's not effective for cooling.
No, that doesn't work.
But Brad used to have a joke. He said, I don't know why the house is so hot. I've got the air conditioning set at 85%.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's no air conditioning in his house.
What do you have at your house?
Given my choice, it would be 68. But because Carrie is not, she gets colder, we compromise at 70.
What
70
is it
our
with
baseline.
Girls?
Yeah,
what
women.
Is it with the girls that have to have it at such a ridiculously
at
cool
70
warm temperature?
Maybe it's because she's not fat like me.
A 70 what?
Like, no, just 70.
Oh, 70. It's
70.
My wife has the AC in our house at 65.
That's
so.
Like,
so Shannon,
oh my God.
The petite Shannon, who I would think would be uber sensitive
the windows,
to cold.
Oh my God!
All
that's
our windows.
Great.
I woke up this morning were condensated, like they would. In
they were condensated.
Condensating.
Mm-hmm. You were condensated.
Was it condensated?
They were covered with condensation.
Whatever.
They were covered with.
I knew there was a problem.
Don't whatever that. You're still learning the language. That's not a whatever moment.
Okay,
that's,
they were
that's
covered
important.
With.
That's a learning
with,
moment.
With wetness, Mike. Wetness.
They were
moisture.
They were covered with condensation. That's what it was.
What about
that's
they it. Were covered with water?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Is that better?
No, they were covered with condensation. Okay,
how about morning dew, just like on grass?
Well, it's similar. It's a similar type of situation there. But I'm struck by the fact that that petite instructor
she
that you were married to.
She does not pay the bills!
No, but she's not, she likes it crisp and cold in the
she
house.
She likes to not pay bills, because I woke up freezing.
Here's Oscar's house.
Good morning, Oscar.
Peach, it's really cold in here.
Why is it so cold in here, Peach? You don't pay the bills.
I like it cold, Oscar.
Remember when I used to have a vocal processor to do all this stuff, you know?
Yeah, that's Peach. The old days.
Yeah, so does she like it cold?
You know who likes it cold? Because I had to walk in, give her a quick pep talk. I said, look, I know this is awesome. I paid for the HVAC unit. I had our friend.
So you've got like a central situation in your house?
Yeah, that was the big to-do when we moved into the house because we didn't have AC.
You've only got 250 square feet. You could do a wall unit and recool the whole house.
No, not when the walls are bricks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, right. And we only have two walls that face exterior. Yes.
So you have central air conditioning in that
little
barn of yours?
We do.
Right, more of a shed.
I didn't know that. That's great. That's wonderful. Great.
Still costs money to power. And I come from a world where my dad would make us sleep on the floor and not turn on the air conditioning when we were kids. And
you had one though.
Yes, we had one. He had a cheap chip on him that was as big as himself, where he would be like, open the windows, sleep on the floor. And I said, all right. Well, I'm not going to do that.
Would you sleep on the floor of like the main level so you would come lower in the house?
Yeah.
Of course. Okay.
Mind you,
we still haven't answered the question as to why a waif-like, petite ballerina like Mrs. Zabalios keeps the
you know
domicile
why, Mike?
As chilly as she does.
Because the pod dog gets cold.
Oh, okay. So Santos likes
He gets hot. He gets hot. Oh, yeah. So he needs to be cold. As she told me, she goes, Santos gets hot. He needs to be cold and he likes it cold. And I said, Santos doesn't pay the bills either.
I hope you saw what just happened. We just saw the Oscar equivalent of the kids like it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
What I did? Oh, no.
I think it's sweet that she keeps the house cold for the dog.
I love the fact that I went up to the
nest we have. I turned it up to 72. Mm-hmm. That's how Dad had it when he was feeling generous. Yeah, that's how I'll have it.
72 is not bad.
And
72 for a central unit, that's comfortable. Does it take the humidity out of your house? Does the unit you have?
The humidity in our house is at 73%.
Oh.
Yes. We live on a swamp, Mike.
God. Even with 72 degrees with that much humidity? That's gotta suck. That's gotta feel like 85 degrees.
It does. That's why she said...
You're like Tom Kieran. You did the feels like temperature in his house.
I'm very acutely aware. When I put my HVAC, that by the way, I'm still paying for.
Yeah.
Because it was 0% financing. It's the only way I did it. By the way, the last 2 years of my life, that's just the greatest. When I hear that, I get all a quiver. 0% financing.
And 0%.
And then it finally gets to the point where I'll look at Carl and say, what the hell are all these bills? It's 0% financing.
0% financing and 20% humidity.
Because it's still financing.
That's right. You know? It's just a simple long division, Mike. That's how it works.
Yeah. You know when you know how the mighty have fallen when you're financing 0% financing with a golf cart. You know that's how the mighty have fallen. That's when you know.
Still have
that's when you know,
the pleasure
you know
of owning a golf cart.
I do. So, I do. But
look,
it's
look
really not
side.
Mine. It's the bank's.
The bank of Mr. Potter's golf cart. We've got your extension cord, George.
Well, you know what they do? They run you out of town on a golf cart, George. Why, George, your golf cart's worth more dead than alive.
Mike O'Mara, and it's a wonderful bill.
This is the year. I know. Hey, listen, I know it's one of those shows. Sorry, we can't help it. Sometimes we skip all over the place. This may be the year that we go full old person Florida golf cart. This may be the year.
What defines that?
I thought they were all the same.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
For years and years, I have summarily, let me tell you, George, I have summarily mocked the individuals that do this to their golf cart. This is the year because it's new and we really love it. And we spend a lot of time on it, the three of us.
Yes.
We may put the names
on the
golf cart.
Oh, no.
Carla, Mike, and Michael. Michael in the middle.
Will you trick it out? Will you do like spinners or anything?
No spinners, but we're going to
put the monogram on there.
Of course. The family crest.
Yeah.
You get the things like the, you know, the Baron family, Todd and Dot, you know, and they've got the little squiggly lettering on the go. No, I'm not going to do that.
By the way,
I'm not going to do that.
I have a what question about Frankie and Beluga, yeah. Or at least Frankie?
Yeah, you could do like two grown up sticker silhouettes, a kid, and then two little dog stickers. Yeah,
just like
all
the minivans.
Yeah.
You know, I've always thought that with
by the
stuff
way,
like that, I'd really
the worst.
They are the I'd bad. Like to go full comedy where, you know, you just wouldn't and see if people paid attention. Like I always thought it might be the Hitlers, Adolf and Eva. You know, I mean, it might be.
I have a
know.
Question because this came up with Robert and me this weekend. We were driving.
The Mansons, Charlie and Squeaky.
We were driving one of his friends home, and occasionally you will see a name on a mailbox. Like, you know, it would say like the Zabios is on the, and you know, that's on their mailbox. I'm okay with that. Sometimes there's like a rock out front that'll say like the O'Maras. Mm-hmm. But we went by a house.
You know what another good one would be? The Connors, Roseanne and Dan.
That would be perfect.
I'd love that.
That would be perfect.
And nobody would pay attention to it. Connors, who's that?
Yeah. Driving by, but this was like the sign you would see in front of a business. And it said, like, the O'Toole family. Like, they were advertising that they live there. And every time we drove by it, I said, hey, Robert, look, that's where the O'Tooles live. Yeah. But I mean, do you really need to have your name advertised in front of your house? And what kind of person does that? And why?
Well, I don't.
I don't think it's safe these days.
No.
I don't think it's a good idea. But, you know, with the golf
carts. But on
carts,
the golf cart, yeah.
You know, and it's kind of an identifier, you know, with old people. It's like, hi, Pete, and they look at your golf cart.
Well, they're forgetful. You just highlighted a fact that I wasn't thinking about. You don't want to identify your cart. People hate you already.
Yeah, well, that's true. But I mean,
an old name, you could say it's who you bought it from. This used to belong to Benito Mussolini.
A couple of the guys call me Toke. Nice. Do you know my nickname? A couple of them call me Toke.
Toke? Because of why?
Token liberal.
Oh, I thought because of your pot habit.
No, that. But we'll see what happens. But I do have that lovely. I have that lovely golf cart.
You should.
But my HVAC is also not.
You should
paid
write
for.
On the sides. I'm with her.
Yeah,
I'm with her. I really the fictitious name is what I'd really love to go with.
Or how about
that's what I would love.
Ren and Stimpy. Ren and Stimpy.
No.
Ren
who's the Stimpy. Gentleman that married Anna Nicole Smith?
I have the old man. Yeah. I have no idea.
His name and then Anna Nicole.
What about the two Coreys? An 80s shtick.
Haim.
Yes.
And Feldman.
Haim and Feldman. Corey Haim, Corey Feldman. You know, if I really had the comedy gene, I would just put a name that had nothing to do with anything, but
Four
just
tops.
A really evil name. That would be fun.
An evil name?
Like an evil name or a made up name?
No, I would want to do a name that was familiar,
okay,
but a name that people would really have to pay attention to. Well, I thought it was Mike and Carla. Why is that on your golf cart? And then I just look at them and say, "Well, that's right." And then they have nothing to say, you know, and they have nothing to say at all, you know, just because I like to mess with people that way. But I never go all day with it. But I love people that do, like Paul Flart, for example.
Exactly.
Yesterday. That's a guy that went the way with the
hero.
Any success in tracking down Paul Flart?
I have actually found his email address and I contacted him on Instagram. No reply yet, but we are on it.
Yeah, he's probably quite popular.
Flart's inundated.
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By the way, last night, my sister came over for dinner and I shared it with her too. Carla's getting really pissed at me for the amount of times that I'm sharing Paul Flart with people, because apparently I'm enjoying it more than they do, especially women. They're not enjoying the Paul Flart tape as much as I enjoy
Question.
The Paul Flart
have
tape.
Have you showed it to your buddy Zach?
No, I have not.
Because I think that might be a good audience for it.
I think it would. I think it would.
Why, Rob?
Because he's a man.
No, most men like it in general.
That's the only. Well, when he said that Carla doesn't like it, his sister wasn't.
Women
fond of it.
Don't like it.
So I'm thinking, and he doesn't.
I tried to show it to Shannon. She said, "Gross," and walked away.
Yeah, yeah.
And you
it's
know,
gross. Women
by the
think
way,
it's gross. They've all the women in my life have said gross.
It listens better than it watches because his face is a little off-putting.
See, I think it watches better than it listens.
Oh,
it's much
him.
Funnier when you look at him.
His face, though,
my
man.
Favorite is when he's got the delay and then he raises his eyebrows. That's my favorite. That's my absolute favorite one. Where he's
he should
brewing
be in a
it.
Comedy troupe.
Yeah. Where he's brewing
timing
it
is everything.
But if you combine, if you're showing Paul Flart to people,
yes.
Make sure you show them also the home video he made when he was getting fired.
Nobody has that much time. Too. I tried to get there, Mike, and I was like, look what he did with his boss. And she's like, I don't care. That's gross. And
I know
away.
Somebody who has that much time. This guy.
I got hours.
I can't even tell you the amount of time.
Let me tell you a 7-minute joke. Yeah.
I was watching it. Carla went out to the grocery store, and she came back in, and she said, no. Are you watching
Still that? Watching
said,
it?
Yes, I am. I'm watching it for the 20th time. Yeah. Paul Flart. And remember, if you're keeping track at home, he's the security guard in Florida that recorded his flatulence for 6 months, a total of 75 Instagram posts.
Yes.
75 Instagram posts, and then videotaped himself, took a selfie video when he got fired by his hard-ass supervisor.
Security guard.
Get off the property.
Get off the property
right now. Yes, and if you want to know what his real name, it's not Paul Flart. It's Doug.
That's right, but he won't give his last name.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I wonder if he's got an HVAC system.
Hey, maybe you can just write the name Doug on your golf cart.
There. That's fine. Start the show. We're fine now.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We've been married for 10 years, and we still fight. Like, you can, when you're married, fighting is open 24 hours. Anytime. We got in a fight recently at 3 a.m. We woke up to get in this fight. And we live in Nashville, and we have a dog that freaks out when it thunders. So it was like thundering. So we have sedatives to give her, because there's only so many times you can tell a dog it's just thunder before you're like, just take this. Hope this works. I'm not going to hold you through it, you know. So I wake up. And I had asked my wife, I was like, hey, where are the sedatives at? And she was like, they're the top of the cabinet. So I go get them. When I get them, I looked at the bottle, and the bottle said they were expired. So I had to, like, wake her back up. And I was like, hey, these say they're expired. And she was, like, annoyed. She was like, they're not expired. Those are new pills in an old pill bottle. And I was like, all right, you know, I should have thought of that. That's my fault. I mean, people come to our house all the time, and they get milk, and they're like, is this milk expired? And I have to go, that's new milk in an old milk jug. Are you the stupidest person I've ever met in my life? How could you not figure that out?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, home of the loudest refrigerator in the world, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is
Have you
a
ever
worldwide
tried just fixing something?
Radio
All you
show.
Do is open the door and fix it.
And
how does that fix it?
Well, hold on. I got to do the opening.
Let's do that thing.
The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS, to our friends, a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. And if you're listening right now, you do too. TMOS, always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag, our wide open Wednesday phone calls. Our show is an interactive experience. We love our audience participation. So please let us hear from you. All over the world, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by one of my favorite products in the whole wide world, my Sleep Number bed. You've heard me talk about it. I love it. You should love a Sleep Number too. This is one of the longest running relationships we have with an advertiser, and rightly so, because they are wonderful. Maybe you've considered a Sleep Number bed, but thought you couldn't afford one. But can you really afford another restless night's sleep? There's never been a better time to come to a Sleep Number store, where all beds are on sale during the biggest sale of the year. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed lets you choose the comfort and support that's right for you. It adjusts on each side, so it's the perfect bed for couples. And what's cool about it, I'm a tosser and I'm a turner, okay? And because it's got the two separate sides on a Sleep Number bed, Carla doesn't even know that I'm bumping around, because that's the way the Sleep Number beds are designed. You'd be amazed at that. And you would think, oh, I'm tossing, or I'm turning right, I'm turning left, and I'm going to be bouncing her up and down. No, it doesn't happen on a Sleep Number bed. That's why it's perfect for couples. You can actually feel how it contours to your neck, your shoulders, your back, and your hips for more proper spinal alignment. I talked about how it saved my back. I cannot even begin to describe how bad my back issues were prior to getting a Sleep Number bed. I've never looked back. The 360 smart beds are effortlessly comfortable. They sense your every move, and they automatically adjust so you keep sleeping blissfully through the night. Does your bed do that? No way, Jose!
Uh-huh.
My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. Check that. My Sleep Number setting is a 90.
Oh,
and
look
I think
at you.
Carla's is a 65. We love it. Come in during the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Plus, save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Now through Labor Day, you'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. There are more than 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Just visit sleepnumber.com/TMOS to find the store near you and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Before we get to the mailbag, the refrigerator in Podcast Village. Podcast Village, a state-of-the-art facility
yes.
that is going strong with people coming in and doing their recording. We are a centerpiece, the Mike O'Mara Show, of Podcast Village. It is a thriving enterprise.
Oh, yeah.
It is Oscar's 43rd business that mm-hmm. he is involved with.
Out of necessity and love and passion for this industry.
It is spectacular.
It pays Rob Spiewak as well.
It does. Yes,
separately.
It is a wonderful facility. However,
he's such a wonderful guy.
It came to my attention.
But not
today.
Even the best guy in this room. No, I got to tell you that.
It's Pony.
It came to my attention that the refrigerator that was one of the original pieces of equipment
yes.
at Podcast Village is really not matched up with some of the wonderful, sleek technology we have in the facility.
Well, I will say this. It is a beautiful piece of furniture.
Don't backtrack.
No, I'm telling you the truth, and I said this to Mike. It's gorgeous.
Yes.
Glass.
It's not furniture. It's a beautiful appliance.
It's an appliance. But you know what? To me, it's almost a piece of furniture because it's that lovely.
You guys were more gleaming excited about stainless that than steel. Anything. That was the first thing that came in before yes. the Podcast yes. Village was even built. We got that refrigerator. Mm-hmm.
Huge. It is a restaurant-quality glass-front refrigerator, and it yes. is. It just kicks ass. However, it's a bit... It's a trifle noisy. It hums. It groans.
When something is making noise anywhere, in your home, at work, do you ever try to address it?
I do. Yeah. I keep telling you to shut up.
I try to. If something is making a racket, it's either repaired or replaced. I mean, you repair it.
Yeah, but
it
I'm
or
just saying, it. Do you? Yeah, okay, that's fair. So we had an issue with the compressor on the refrigerator. And
I did not know that. You see, I thought it just ran loud.
No.
Oscar, what I'm doing, the project I'm working yes. on up here at O'Mara North is what I'm trying to right now. I am trying to tackle my shutters
okay.
on my home. I'm trying to tackle my plastic shutters
right.
on my home and trying to renew them with a Rust-Oleum product that I got through Amazon. That I was halfway through before I realized that I kind of blew off the fact that they included these gloves with the solvent.
Yes.
And I was putting the solvent on with my bare hands. And I didn't realize until I felt a little tingly that perhaps putting the solvent on. Well, let me put it to you this way. I no longer have any fingertips.
Oh, my God. You're like Dark Man.
That's
you could
that's
really go pull a bank job right now.
Yeah,
Mike, you know what's...
But I'm very handy. I'm trying to... They're oxidized, and I'm trying to bring them back and restore them so I don't have to buy.
I've done what you've done with shutters.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's a pain in the butt, but you do have to strip them first.
Yeah.
You have to at least
wash them very thoroughly. And I was doing this.
Are you removing them before you do this? Or are you trying to do that?
You don't have to if you wash them properly.
Here's them.
I removed them okay. as a test. I have two shutters that are test cases. So
okay.
yes, I did remove those shutters, but
don't get on
the YouTube. The YouTube videos have said if you do it properly and you get to the shutters and you clean them properly, you apply it with a rag. So there's okay. no need to really even remove the shutters.
Because I was thinking that if you remove the shutters, a power washer might be your first step. That would be the fastest way to get them.
You can actually just give them a good scrubbing. And you give him a good shaking. That'll take care of it.
Give him a good shake.
That's Napoleon Dynamite. Uh-huh. I don't know what's wrong with me today. But I put the stuff on, and why did I start talking about?
We're talking
handy.
About fixing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so I'm trying yes. to fix
a
stuff.
A handyman goes, yes. like your wife.
Yes.
Rob goes and tries to fix something.
Handy woman.
Yes, but she's your handyman.
Yes.
In that term. So
I know the point you're trying to get to. Point you're trying to get to is that Rob would complain about the hum and never make any effort
to say anything to somebody. Be like, hey, I heard that hum, and I can say, hey, there's a compressor issue. We're trying to fix that. We're working on it.
How long do you think you would go if no one called you on it? You would go forever.
I thought that
would bother you, but you wouldn't do anything about
because it is not a home unit. I assumed it was just a noisy model. I didn't know there was anything wrong with it.
But I could see you're the type of person that walks around life and is like, hey, that refrigerator, well worth the money. I walk out.
I love when he does impressions.
Are you taking it personally that he's complaining about the noise
mustn't.
Of the refrigerator?
I am, because I was, quite frankly, I guess what annoys me about your statement is, if you would have said, I wonder where that noise is coming from, and touched the front of the grate at the bottom, well, that is an issue we're trying to fix.
It's the fan.
It's not even the compressor anymore, because we've had that fixed.
Right.
It's the front grate, the grill on the bottom.
Rattles?
Yeah.
It needs to be tightened, and once it's tightened, it'll be over. So if he would have touched even touched the grill at the bottom, it would have gone away.
So if you go out to that refrigerator unit right now,
right now,
and you go out there and
you push it just a little bit,
and you press it in a little bit, it will not be vibrating, and it won't make the...
Yes.
What does it require to be tightened? Just a Phillips head, or is there a special bracket?
It's an Allen key or whatever.
I will bring an Allen wrench tomorrow.
We have one. We just need to get to it. It's on the list.
All right.
So it'll be updated tomorrow on the noisy refrigerator?
Yeah. I guess my frustration is, you know, instead of just bitching about things, try to do something about it.
Oh, there you go. Okay, I understand. Fair? I understand.
Not sure I was bitching. Just commenting.
Yeah, but it's the same. I know you, Rob. I've known you for 8 years. It's like, hey, that refrigerator's working overtime, keeping things cool, making a lot of noise in a podcast studio.
Studio.
Rob, before the show, we were talking about it. I can kind of understand it, because I have seen that refrigerator.
Yes.
In the one time during the decade that we've been in D.C.
That's right.
I visited the studio. I have to say that
it was a great day.
You were thinking maybe it was inappropriate for the room. You said we've got these wonderful Mac computers out there, these editing computers that we have that are state of the art, and then we got this clunky refrigerator.
I said that it's just sort of an odd counterpoint that it would be such a large, noisy refrigerator. I never thought.
Well, don't walk it back. What you were you were saying that it didn't fit out there. That's what I got. I'm not up there, so I don't know. I mean, that's why. And I'm not trying to throw you under the bus.
Be a man. Tell me what you told the boss.
I said that the refrigerator is sort of an odd comparison in the same room as
four state-of-the-art videos. Your brother Pony was kind of like-minded, right? Pony, didn't you feel that the refrigerator really was kind of...
Pony is stepping up right now. Pony, did you feel that the refrigerator is inappropriate to the room?
I think it's I think it's fine. It's a little noisy for an editing room, but...
God, they walk
it. Beautiful.
They're so scared.
God, it's like I'm dealing with dueling Trumps. I mean, come on now.
Tell me how you feel.
You want to know exactly how I feel? I love the refrigerator.
Yes.
It's noisy. The noise doesn't necessarily bother me.
But you also said it would be more appropriate to get rid of that one and have like a smaller unit.
No, I said that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, we're getting a new, I would say, set built in the front.
Right.
That'll have a new refrigerator.
So I knew that the refrigerator, actually, Oscar and I have
a set, like a video set?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oscar and I have actually talked
about... I'm not up there, guys. I don't know what's going on.
Well, Mike, if you come more than once every 3 years, you know a little bit more what's going on.
So anyway,
we've actually looked into the...
Not going to happen.
We've looked into the value.
You drive through town.
Flying over. I plan to fly over and go, hello down there. Hello, D.C. and Northern Virginia.
To be fair, we have a circumference road that goes around the city.
Yes.
He probably won't be driving through the city.
Half a moon of the Beltway will get him past us.
We have researched the possibility of the sale of that refrigerator for when it is replaced. I'm kind
of
in on it.
Does it make sense to dog the refrigerator before we're trying to sell it?
It does not make sense.
Okay, just.
Well, but I also didn't think that I was going to be selling it to Mike, so I didn't know it was going to come up during the show.
Do you think you can tell Mike anything before the show, or any of us, and we won't ever talk about it on the air?
I thought you loved the refrigerator,
boys. We're so busy, we need another edit station.
We had listeners like bringing beverages in.
Mike, there's going to be another fridge. Don't worry. We're still going to have
a fridge. Is there still booze in the refrigerator?
Absolutely.
Booze for days.
We could use more.
Yes.
See, I think that's super cool.
We have not only soft alcoholic beverages like your hard seltzer and your beers, but we also have around the building, there is some hard liquor just in case.
Yeah, oh, there's like some stashed in closets and stuff. Like an alcoholic.
It's like an alcoholic Easter egg.
It's in a cabinet, not alcoholic situation. A cabinet is where you put alcohol.
I find hard liquor.
Like Mad Men, like in the 60s, where it's like, come on.
It's a classic cabinet. Yes.
When I met Charlie, you know, it was wonderful that you and I had a meeting with Charlie, and then you and I cracked open a beer after the very nice... you know, meeting with the the nice meeting we had with what was that?
Charlie Burney.
Okay. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, Charlie Burney.
I didn't know he was up in Maine with you.
Yes, yeah, Charlie's
great.
Here. Charlie's here. You want me to bring him back in a second?
Yeah, well, I have a question for him.
Please.
Charlie, you got to get on the microphone, buddy.
What?
Get on the microphone.
Hello, how are you?
Not so close. Give it a little space.
Give one of those face.
Between your mouth and the microphone.
Hello, Rob.
A little closer.
Hello, Rob.
That's good. That sounds good. How have you been? How's your summer?
Charlie Burney.
I'm going to ask him about the shutters.
I'm happy this is all brought up. Because we're surrounded by enemies is what we are.
It's an Appalachian speak there. He left out of here. He left out of here.
Charlie Burney is a good guy.
The best.
I love Charlie Burney.
You know
Burney.
Who will stab you in the back at any moment? And Mike, thank you for clarifying today. You're my mi amigo, my friend, my confidant. It's Spiewak and Pony Boy.
Yeah.
You know who's coming into town this week? And I haven't even told anybody. And he'll be sitting in here the whole show.
Who?
Jim Amato. A nice man.
That's right.
A nice man.
Jim Amato's going to come in
talented.
And panel?
He took off... I think Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, he'll be here.
He's going to panel with us?
He can do whatever he wants for all the work he's
wonderful.
Done.
That's wonderful. That's
I can't wait till he comes.
Rob, what are
and
you
shows us what? I'm the waiting, respect I'm, and appreciation. Me,
I'm just waiting to see what direction he's going to take.
Rob might be threatened. Rob might be threatened by Jim Amato.
I think
Rob gave me the threatened face.
No, it's not. I was waiting to see what direction Oscar was going to go with this.
Okay. Maybe,
for one thing,
Jim said he's going to bring stuff for the fridge.
Are we?
Oh, you mean the really loud fridge?
Yes. And then I was like, man, I wonder when that last time Rob brought stuff for the fridge and just didn't take. Weird.
That is weird, isn't it? Weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. This show is so all over the place. Thank you. We have to take a break. We still haven't gotten to the mailbag. We're going to try to do that. We're going to sort
it. There's so much to get to.
I knew that Jim was coming. It's not like Oscar has some sort of master secret plan. I was in on the email. You ever check that?
He messaged me on Facebook. I said, anytime, man, you're more than welcome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, just know I still have to approve it. Let's take a break.
Really?
And when we come back,
Jim,
everybody,
you can't come. Mike hasn't approved it. TBD.
Let's TBD? Take a break. And,
TBD.
To be determined.
We'll come back. We'll come back and do more right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, what do you mean it's positive, Gloria? Hang on. Hey, folks, Johnny Fusilla here. You've heard all about them, and now we have them. The 2018 Rob Spiewak Fruitcakes. Come visit us today at MikeOmeraShow.com so we can get you out of the bike rack and into a Rob Spiewak Fruitcake. The boys only make a limited supply, so get yours today.
I am sorry that did not meet with quality control standards. You liked? I couldn't even understand it.
It's from listener John Crandall. It was a Billy Fasillo fruitcake promo, and he purposely made the sound like it was a bad Billy Fasillo spot.
All right, start it again. Let me give it a second listen.
Okay,
go ahead.
One second. Here we go. One more time from the top.
Well, what do you mean it's positive, Gloria? Hang on. Hey, folks, Johnny Fusilla here. You've heard all about them, and now we have them. The 2018 Rob Spiewak Fruitcakes. Come visit us today at MikeOmeraShow.com so we can get you out of the bike rack and into a Rob Spiewak Fruitcake. The boys only make a limited supply, so get yours today at MikeOmeraShow.com.
I stand by my original.
Let's
do a commercial and then afterwards.
Agree to say that if the quality isn't good enough,
yes,
and you have any question about it, you ask us. bus before you play it.
I might ask Mike. Yeah.
Jim Amato wouldn't do that to us.
No. Welcome back to the...
Say, isn't he coming this Friday?
Okay, God, Thursday? What's going on today, you two?
Can't
Welcome
wait.
Back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. It is the calm before the storm. Listen up. There is an 85% likelihood the Fed will raise rates in their September and December meetings, so now is the time to lock in a low fixed rate or get pre-approved for a new loan before rates go any higher. Go to Cornerstone First Financial. Whether it's a refi or a purchase, you'll get the lowest rates guaranteed. Work with the friends of TMOS. Cornerstone First Financial is a direct lender with their own money and the ability to meet any competitor's estimate. You see, Cornerstone has a certain amount that they have to clear off their warehouse line each month. They do this by offering the absolute lowest rates. Plus, you get pre-approved before you work with an agent, so you know what you qualify for, just like so many TMOS listeners have done before you. I promise you, Cornerstone First Financial will give you sound advice. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing, licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial. Am I caught up? I am just, my head is swimming with you two.
Yeah,
today.
Oh, you're fine.
I don't know. Are we on time now? We've got,
yes.
I just wanted to make sure. So, getting back to the whole deal here with this, we're going to keep the refrigerator or we're going to get rid of the refrigerator.
The refrigerator is being offloaded to help pay for the new set with a refrigerator.
And it will be repaired today, so it's no longer as noisy.
Now I get it.
I think Pony actually already went out there and grabbed something. He fixed it.
Yeah, it's all good.
So it's not,
yeah,
Pony, is it not making noise anymore?
It's not nearly as bad as it was. It's definitely better. There's still a hum to it, but it's manageable.
That's a typical Pony assessment of the.
Yes,
it's okay.
Or
it's
no.
It's not. Good. It's not fixed.
It's not fixed? Okay, what'd you do?
Boo. I pressed on the panels to see if I could make that humming stop.
Like, can you get me a soda?
I can do that.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Let's open the mailbag, shall we? Because it's not about us.
It's about you.
It's
not about sodas.
Just trying to get this show somehow back on track today.
Get this thing started.
And we welcome Jim Amato with wide open arms.
Oh, yes. Yay!
Yes. Looking forward
Jim,
to
Jim, you can come.
Now, tighter, brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday. Yeah, Jim Amato is not in the category of like just a regular listener. He's a contributor.
He
is a contributor. Welcome to our world, and please help us welcome May Elizabeth as the newest TMOS listener. She was born happy and healthy last Sunday night. So that's from Nick Sabotke. From
yes.
Pine City, Minnesota. So this would be May Elizabeth Sabotke?
Yes, sir.
May Elizabeth. What a May. You don't get May
Aunt
very
May
often.
Aunt May is the most famous May I know.
I remember from, well, this is not appropriate. I'm not saying this to, you know, slam the Sabotkes at all, but I remember in A League of Their Own, All the Way May, played by Madonna, right?
And that Howard Stern talks a lot about May.
May?
Yeah.
Oh, like okay. May, like me. Thank you. Jeez. The show has been extra great this summer. This is another letter. It says, the show has been extra great this summer. I took the family to Boothbay, Maine for a week. So many people have been coming up to Maine. Here are a few things. We pulled up to the rental house and saw 150 feet of burnout marks on the pavement out front. We later heard the show about Mike's neighbors and their burnouts. Mystery solved. Yeah, it's kind of what they do up here. Cracks me up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Does it make the road look, you know, bad out in front? Yep, it is. One in front of my... I'll take a picture of it. I'll show it to you.
It might be good for the road.
The great rubber burn.
Summer of 2018. There. Burnouts and Paul Flart.
Yeah, the rubber actually seals the road. It protects it.
Yeah, okay. We took a boat ride up. What's the matter with you today? We took a boat ride up to Damariscotta for lunch and later heard the show with Sarah Fraser and learned that this is where she's from. It's a quaint little town. We ate at the Irish restaurant.
Hey,
thanks for sharing.
That's sweet.
We also heard the show about Mike seeing the yacht Kisses.
Kisses!
I hated it. Kisses! Hated that. Yeah, it's like, Muffy, let's get our yacht Kisses. A friend of mine worked aboard Kisses as a stewardess in the Med. Does that mean the Mediterranean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She said it's a common but false assumption that the owners are from the Hershey's candy family. I don't think we even processed
it. No, but that would make sense, even though it's false.
Shame on us.
Yes. Boom.
So there's no further explanation in the greatest letter of the year. Maine is an awesome place. Thank you. And Mike should get credit for promoting Maine tourism through his vivid descriptions. Yes, I should. I'm waiting on my call from Governor LePage now. Except for the part about leaving a month early. All right, John. Thank you. All of your random thoughts were put on paper, and yes, I appreciate that. John Gregal.
Isn't it incredible, though, that you could have this wonderful story about not understanding or wanting to understand what Kisses was about? We were just mad at the fact that someone would have a super yacht in Maine.
Yes.
I thought we immediately saw it. I saw it, and it was just like Kisses. It's like, you know, on both sides. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
You know, Kisses.
But I thought it more of even just being said in a dismissive way. Kisses. That's what I thought.
We also looked at the value of the yacht, but the idea that we could have a listener, like two listeners away, that would say, I knew someone that worked on that boat.
In the Mediterranean.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing when you do this. You send things out and people come back to you with stuff. So, John, thank you. Hi, a next letter says, hi. At the very end of every show, there's a woman laughing that sounds very strange. I love that this gets attention. Mm-hmm. Is that from a movie? Please advise. Thanks, Bob Sagan. And Bob, that is from Frances McDormand, and that is her Oscar acceptance speech. And what she does is she stands up there. I'm not sure even why now. I've forgotten, but she stands up there.
Okay. Was it three billboards? On stage.
Yeah, it was for three billboards, I think.
Come on.
And it's a real sick kind of psycho speech. And if you're keeping track, I've added a new ending element that I play, and that's my son saying goodbye to Oscar and Rob.
Goodbye, duties.
That's it. So there now you're up to date.
You see, I didn't know that was Frances McDormand. I always thought that was Kevin James from his new show.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's not Kevin James. No. But thank you for the inquiry. Guys, this is Chris from Camden, Ohio. I get it. I use Amazon through your link for Depends and Geritol, and even ordered a fruitcake. I'm close to the same age as Mike, older than dirt, and I turned 59 on September 3rd. I have a specific birthday request. Ever since Ponyboy, I turned 59 on September 3rd. Ever since Ponyboy moved into the control room, his mic sounds like a producer's talkback mic in a recording studio. Could Pony please produce a birthday greeting from Mike to me by offering advice from the other studio? Thanks, Chris Tilton. So he wants Pony advice?
No, he wants you to wish him happy birthday and then Pony to offer advice on how you can make it better as a producer would in a recording studio.
All right, Chris, I just hope that you get together with friends and have a nice dinner, perhaps, and go out with people who are close to you to celebrate your 59.
Mike, you don't sound happy. Can you smile when you talk, please?
Chris, I really...
Wait, stop. Hold on. All right, we're recording. Go.
Chris, I really hope you have
Hold on again. I can hear a refrigerator. Turn the refrigerator off, please.
Go ahead. There you go, Chris. Happy birthday. Well done. That's Pony, the not ready for primetime players, Pony Boy,
wonderful
starring
theater.
In booth announcer, producer. Next letter says, hi, boys. Since I am ever the dutiful big sister and ardent TMOS fan, I am writing today to ask for birthday wishes for my brother, Bill Wolf of Baltimore. Bill will be 37 on September 2nd, and in all of those 37 years, he has never tasted fruitcake. Well, come this holiday season, that streak will end because, surprise, little brother, you're getting a Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
Woo!
Mike, Rob, and Oscar, please, if you would, impart on my brother the traditional birthday song to help him celebrate the culinary delight that awaits him later this fall. Thank you, Beth Clark of Stormstown, Pennsylvania. So I guess this would be Bill Wolf of Baltimore. Awana, Atua,
Happy birthday,
Bill
Wolf.
Wolf. Next letter says, gentlemen, my birthday was last. God, it's all birthdays today. Rob, mm-hmm. how are we doing? Do we need to tweak this a little bit? Do we
well,
need
keep
to,
in mind, this is
do
after.
Do we have to remind the.
We this is after that we had a vacation
we didn't do
week.
Shows
so
last week, Mike.
We're okay. catching up on birthdays.
Just we're going to put you on the sun today.
Gentlemen, well, I'll try to, like Pony suggested, read it with energy. Gentlemen, my birthday was last Tuesday, and I turned 41, and my birthday is Saturday the 4th. My birthday, it's not the day that you're reading the mail, but it's the birthday.
Tuesday's birthdays.
Yes. Gentlemen, my birthday was last Tuesday, and I turned 41 years old. Would you please include it in the mailbag? Thank you, Dan Town. Is that really how brief it was?
Yeah, and it's Dan Town. Remember, we had an unhappy parting with him.
Oh,
hey, I can't imagine why.
I'm wondering, should we spin for him? Should we blow him off? What should we do?
I would be remiss not to mention that Dan Town has been a hawk when it comes yes. to issues or problems on the website, or he is a helper of all
helpers. He's a helper. Yes. Dan Town, yes. have a happy, fabulous birthday. You are a loyal fan of the show, and you've taken some crap from listeners and people over the years. Mm-hmm. I know you have, and you've hung in there, okay? You are a dedicated person, okay? You're not a Hank Reuter. Anyway,
when you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go. Dan Town.
Next letter says, hello. I love TMOS. I always support you in any way I can. So I purchased the premium fruitcake. It's treat day for myself. Then I remembered my 85-year-old mom likes fruitcake too. So, I also secured a premium gift-wrapped one for her. That's wonderful. Doppel the joy, doppel the support, just like good a good maiden form bra. Love you, longest of times. XO, Liz Gorey.
Well, yes.
And to Mother Gorey. That's
the widow Gorey.
Yeah. And if you're an English major, if Ally Sheedy married one of the Goreys, she would be Allegory. I'm sorry. That's a real nerdy. He loved it. But that's real nerdy.
Look that up in your funkin' Wagnalls.
Boom. Good morning, all. We have lost another Manassas area institution. Oh, gosh. On August 18th, after 53 years, James and Lorraine decided to call it quits and close their venerable, picturesque establishment known as Klein's. Is that the memorial?
No.
Klein's, the
ice cream place. Yeah, there was a Klein's funeral place too, though, right?
Oh, no. Klein's is like right off.
This
of 28.
Is the ice cream place.
It's a great place.
It was. It's over.
Was it really? Did you? I never. Even when I lived there, I never went there.
I may have stopped occasionally on the way home from work.
You didn't go to Nathan's, the one that's like kind of nicer.
Sorry. I liked the charm of Klein's. Besides, they had a jungle gym out back. I didn't play on it. But
Rob Spiewak, you went. You actually went to Klein's?
Of course.
That's very cool.
You know what they had? They had the you could dip the wax chocolate on the soft serve cone. Yum. You know when it hardens? Mm.
Yeah, well, I know. It's a dip cone.
A dip cone.
Called a dip. I didn't know you went to Klein's. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
A fixture on Route 28 since 1965. Klein's has served millions of cones, sundaes, shakes, splits, and burgers to hungry residents. We will miss it. Ron from Yorkshire. By the way, Yorkshire restaurant has great breakfast if you want to. Mm. If you're in the Manassas area, they've got a great breakfast. Ron from Yorkshire, JMHS class of 66. James Madison, is
yes,
that what
Yes, go Warhawks.
All right. Class of 66.
Yeah, that guy, he should be closing soon.
Next letter says, hi, boys. I have a bone to pick with Oscar.
Ooh.
You admit that your television program choices are akin to those of a single 22-year-old frumpy gal sitting alone in her sad apartment eating ice cream from the carton.
Never said frumpy.
You're right. Good for you.
For as much of a poon slayer as you seem to be, this has always been a conflict for me. So imagine my surprise when I am at my new girlfriend's apartment laying in bed doing the will we, won't we, just the tip game and... This guy's funny. And over her shoulder, I'm getting caught up in watching The Bachelorette. I think I get it now. So long story short, we took the express bus to Poundtown and then watched the train wreck. Not a bad little program. Oh, and if you were wondering, the celebrity she most resembles is a young Cindy Crawford plus about 40 pounds. I've done worse. Rod. Is that the woman he's talking about?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
What a monster.
Yeah.
He is a total monster. He gives that beautiful description, then he puts 40 pounds on her. I've done worse.
You are a monster, but a funny man, sir.
I love the letter, but it lacked focus.
Well, yeah. I think what he's trying to clarify is, if I'm being honest, I probably got into The Bachelor or Bachelorette.
Right.
And by the way, this season of Bachelor in Paradise is of my own. I'm the one that sought the show out because it's such a train wreck.
Right.
This season is probably the best season of Bachelor in Paradise to date.
And when you say the best season, you're talking about the quality of the participants, right?
The train wrecks that come
through. And the train wrecks.
Yeah, they're all attractive, Mike, because that's what they're all. Okay. It's like a best of week, not edited by Adrian.
All right, that actually works.
What I want to say is that I probably was exposed to those shows when I was dating 20, 21, when I was that age, right? When I was 25, 26.
I understand.
But that type of programming, while trashy, definitely entertaining.
Okay, nice. You know what? I never looked in, and I know Rob plays the clips for you, and maybe one of these days I'll take a peek. I hold in my hand, gentlemen, the last letter.
Hi-oh! Hi-oh!
We made it.
May a diseased ferret crawl up your Aunt Nancy's hoop skirt.
Hi-oh!
Dear everyone at TMOS, I wanted to thank you for bringing the funny every day. I also wanted to see if you could help me thank my friend Kevin Lorenz for making the hotel and flight arrangements for us to see the TMOS live show in November. We can't wait to get to Vegas and hope to swing the sticks with the Grand Poobah. More to come on that. Also, since Kevin just had a birthday, I thought about giving him a fruitcake, but unfortunately, he can't have nuts. For my nutless friend, I instead purchased him a gift subscription to the TMOS bonus show. Now I no longer need to be associated with a leech, a parasite, and he can be in the know when he rolls into Vegas. Happy birthday, buddy. Also, I would like to urge other listeners with nutless friends to substitute a bonus show subscription for a fruitcake. Sincerely, Eric Yinger of Vancouver, Washington. Way to go, Eric.
Yeah, Eric.
You are our P1 of the day, and that we finally successfully made it through the mailbag. We will take a break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, I'll give you a brief summary of my little trip to the Great White North.
I can't
Canada.
Wait.
Yes, and just some tips for how those Canadians ought to improve their hospitality. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get to know our friend at KCJJ, Steve Bridges. Did you know that Steve has been on the air since 1965? That's nearly 100 years. He is a member of the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He got the nickname Captain Steve when he served at Pearl Harbor. Steve invented the phrase, the 10th caller wins. He wears glasses, not for vision, but only to make himself look smarter. Steve played Mickey in the popular 1950s show Circus Boy. His cartoon-styled voice inspired the character of Joe Rockhead. And he owns and operates the Mighty 1630 KCJJ, the terrestrial flagship broadcast home of the Only Mike O'Mara Show since 2009, which happens to be the best show on KCJJ. Thank you, Steve, and thank you, KCJJ. You are the best.
1630 KCJJ.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, huge stacks of resumes, a confusing review process. Boo.
Boo!
But today, hiring can be easy, and you only need one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. ZipRecruiter also uses powerful matching technology to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. It's technology at its best. Then ZipRecruiter analyzes each application, spotlights the top candidates, so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. With results like that, it's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest-rated hiring site in America. Our listeners have used it. They have been successful with it. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. Listen up. Write it down. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Just remember, I'll give it to you one more time, ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Yesterday, we had a wonderful recap, excuse me, of Rob Spiewak's fantastic trip on the Disney Dream. It was a dream scenario.
Wonderful.
Well, you know, I was feeling like I should have a little getaway because we've been up here. I'm very blessed to live in two fabulous places, and I really consider that, you know, this doing this show in multiple locations has afforded me the ability to live in great, great locations. But no matter what, when you're in the house and you're doing this show and you're, you know, I think everybody likes to get away on some level at some point. And because I've got a 5-year-old and because money is tighter than it should be, we're not planning the big getaways because we just don't have the time.
Right.
We don't have the energy with the 5-year-old and we're not going to spend the money. But road trips are an exception to that.
Sure.
And road trips. And really, as Carla pointed out at the end of our little, let me see, we went Friday through like Wednesday. By the end of that road trip, we probably spent as much as we would have on a regular vacation anyway. So happy day.
But when you spend, anyway, when you spend it in dribs and drabs like that, it doesn't feel as bad. It's not like you're shelling out money
but
for
when
an,
you get
a flight.
The monthly bill, it's then, the same yeah. damn thing.
0% so, financing.
That's right.
We
0% yeah, vacation.
Didn't have that. But anyway, we headed out to the Great White North, and I, for years and years up here, my formative years, there was a giant, like, ocean-going ferry boat called the Blue Nose that used to go from Bar Harbor to Nova Scotia. I would wake up in the morning, you'd hear the...
Yeah.
Well, we come up here as a kid, we'd hear that, and you'd watch the Blue Nose take off between the islands and head up across the Bay of Fundy and go to Nova Scotia.
How long of a trip is it on the ferry from if you were to go from Bar Harbor
back
to Nova Scotia?
Back in the day, I couldn't tell you, but following the Blue Nose, when that went out of service, they had a thing called the Cat, and the Cat was a very famous boat that made a high-speed crossing of the Bay of Fundy. And my cousin Billy, as a matter of fact, was telling me the other day that he went on the maiden voyage of the Cat. Ooh. And he tells a story about how, it, you know, it's a catamaran. So it's got these two pontoons that are cutting through the water. It's one of the, you've seen these high speed boats. They're designed to transport people and cars I don't know.
Is it Cape May? Speaking of May?
They might have one like
Cape May Ferry has a big one.
Billy was telling the story about hitting ocean swells. And how you'd feel this kind of
weird
lurch in the thing.
Wow.
It was kind of a weird feeling. But I watched for years these two boats go to Nova Scotia. And whenever I bring it up to my family, my mom in particular, I always remember when I said, hey, Mom, I'm thinking about, taking one of my wives up to Nova Scotia. And my mom.
Did you switch wives every time they switched boats?
Usually. Well, I was a kid with the Blue Nose, and then I was an adult with the Cat.
Yeah, understood.
May I ask you a quick question? Just a quick question.
Yes, yes.
Because your mom is so...
yes.
She's so pivotal
just
to this
tell
entire
the story.
Yeah, no, but we've never asked you.
Yes.
When you called your mom about the first and then second divorce, how did that conversation go? Was it quick or just like, she was like, I knew it wasn't going to work out, or like, I'm sorry, honey, I got to go?
Well, it was, I was sensitive with her because as she got older, you know, and stuff like that, I believe the calls would go something like, ring, ring, ring. She would pick up the phone and I would say something sensitive like, number two is in the wind. anyway, but thanks for asking
sweet memories.
If you wanted to,
sweet memories.
And then my mom would chuckle and say, "I'll alert the media." I said, "Bye, Mom. Love you." And that's the way. If you were, that's exactly how it happened.
Standard drill.
Yeah, she never got to ride on the ferry boat. She never got to ride on that big old Cat ferry boat.
Man, I sure do want to go to Canada.
Boy, what a shame. She'll never get that opportunity again. What a shame. She's in the wind. That's right. Yep. Yeah. Yes, sirree. Okay.
So you would tell
me. Hey, mama, call the alimony god. Daddy's opening up the checkbook again.
Be-da-ba-bo-ba-da-be-ba-da-ba-bo-bo. Yes, sir.
You're going to be someone new getting a check on the 15th of every month, Mom.
How about that? Yes, sir. All right. Yes, sir. Hey, Mom, baby needs a little emotional support, but he going to be playing a lot of child support. There you go. That's one of the other conversations.
Sure.
Yeah. Hey, no, I just call her up and she'd answer the phone. Hello, dear. I said, D-I-V-O-R-C-E. And then we'd move on after that. I have taken up all my allotted time.
I'm so sorry.
So I've wanted to go to Nova Scotia.
Sure.
Canada. I have wanted to go up there for a long time, and we made the trek up there. It's a very, very long, long drive, and the trip was a lot of driving, and it was recommended that we go up to Cape Breton, which is this scenic drive. And I'm here to tell you, we went on the side that wasn't all that scenic.
Oh, dear.
And we only got about an hour and a half through it. I remember getting out of the car on the, I guess it would be the eastern side of Nova Scotia, and pulling into a gas station where there was a very nice young lady that was assisting with the fueling.
Sure.
And I said, this is a, the signs say this is a, at one point I was not trying to be dickish, but it probably came across as that. I said, the signs say this is a scenic drive. The question I would have for you, when the f*** does it get scenic? Okay. And that kind of sums up my, it was a scenic drive where it wasn't scenic. It was hugging the coastline on the other side of a row of trees.
Maybe and then, scenic means just slower.
I don't know. But there were lots of people there.
There's
a
scenic drive up from Boston to Maine. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Well, it's the coastal road up through Maine that you take. But this particular drive, we just didn't have the patience to hang in there. And when we got to the national park part, where they were, you know, after driving an hour and a half where I didn't see anything, I wasn't going to pony up the buckage to go into the national park. So we just turned around and then we went to a place called Sydney in Nova Scotia, where we stayed at a very nice hotel that was probably state of the art in 1978, you know, but
a lot of brown.
And we also paid the most at that motel of any place that we'd stayed in. And for me, ponying up that kind of dough when the wallpaper is literally curling off of the walls. And you know, we went in, you know, when you go into a motel room and you go, someone has died here.
Yeah.
You really, it's just, it was kind of strange. It was kind of strange. And, you know, and by the way, the guy that checked us in at this motel, and by the way, it was a high rise motel. It was like a decent size.
Really? Really a hotel.
Yeah. If the who was that killer in Kansas? Was it the Bind Torture Kill?
BTK killer?
BDK.
Yeah, he's out. He was working at that with the desk.
Oh, I think it's nice that
I thought he worked at Fox.
No, he was working at
the desk. He gave Mike's room 4.5 stars.
Yeah. So would you like to ask me how the vacation was?
Yeah, how was the vacation?
Wonderful.
How much was the national park that stopped you from paying?
Yeah.
I didn't get to, I saw it and I said, I'm not doing this. I'm not going to, you know, all the people.
Well, you see, it's a Canadian national park. How good could it be? It's not like a good one like Yellowstone. Well,
and also, I'm not going back in three RVs with their car attached to the back. RVs that had their car attached to the back. You know, F you. You need more stuff. You need any more stuff? Why don't you, seriously, why don't you just build a house everywhere you live?
Total time spent driving. For the trip, how much time did you spend in the car to get
by
there?
By the time we got to where this thing was, we were 9 hours away from home. We had to turn around and come back. Make it a two-day trip. I got a couple of rounds of golf in at a really nice place.
Mm.
That was cool. But they give you drinks, you know. I asked for a drink, and they get two ice cubes and like a finger of whiskey in there. Where's the fun in that, for Christ's sake? You know? Hello, my Canadian brothers.
I talked to Mike about business briefly.
Sure.
I think he might have been 24 hours into that trip. He said, hey,
the excursion?
Nova Scotia, never come here.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Really, really sorry.
Well, no, I loved it because when we spoke on Sunday and you said, how was it? And I was just beaming, excited.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I said, and how was Nova Scotia? You posted some great pictures. You said, it was okay.
It's a big bowl of okay. Food? Food?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Motels. Okay. Booze. Not okay.
Yeah.
You know, and, I did play golf with a guy that they hooked me up with, though, that was from Nova Scotia. He was a lobsterman. He was actually, their season goes from November to May. Do you realize that?
Wow.
They actually start in the worst weather. That's when they get the hard
deadliest
choke. Those
catch.
Lobsters you get at those big steakhouses in D.C., those are the guys that do that. And he sounded like Hagrid. From Harry Potter.
No.
I swear to God he did. It was like, well, that was a nice shirt. He was a skinny guy, but he sounded like Hagrid. Sorry, Harry Potter. No, he didn't have a beard. He sounded like Hagrid.
Wow.
He was skinny and a super nice guy. Had a lovely chat with him. He showed me pictures of the giant lobsters that he's caught. Just phenomenal. He must
be
doing real well. You know, yes, Oscar.
Did he have lobster covers for his golf clubs?
No, he's not that.
Claws?
They don't do that. They want to get away.
Furry
they
claws.
Want to get away from that. But it's just like, you know, he said, what a fine thing. It was a great playing with you. I said, you know, and I never got the balls to ask him. I said, the island you live on off the coast of Nova Scotia, does everyone speak like you do? or did you come from another country? Because I'm really curious.
Did you come from
but
away?
I never asked him. I never got a chance to ask him. It was like, that was a fantastic putt you just made.
After you played with him, did you buy him a teaspoon of whiskey?
Would you like to come into the club bar where they'll give you two ice cubes and a thimble full of your favorite beverage? Thank you.
Disney, Mike.
It's not. Yeah, but the trip was great.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, terrific. Well, let's take a break. All right. Well, that's it. There's my vacation recap. Thank you.
I know Carla didn't have fun either because all the pictures she posted was from the summer in Maine, not the vacation.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
A lot of throwback photos.
Right. I believe Carla's review of the trip was as follows. In fact, I have it on tape. Here we go. Let me play it. Anyway, we'll take a little break. Come back with news you may not need.
This week, it's a special edition of Omericast.
I'm the expert. Let's get paid. Let's get in the know with the Nikki Diamond Show 2018. Light it up!
With your special guest host, Nikki Diamond.
I know it all. Nikki Diamond, baby. I'm so excited.
It's the Nikki Diamond Fantastic Fall Fantasy Football Preview. Download Omericast today on iTunes, the TMOS app,
right?
Or at Mike O'Mara Show.
We're addressing that already, Mike.
Now,
we're ahead of time. I didn't know there was a promo that was going to be played. We are addressing
The Cannibal Broadcasting Network. Can we address that tomorrow, please? Figure out what's going on with Omericast. Taking characters that are on my show and do it. Was he eager to get on? Were we not responding to him coming on this show? What's the deal with Nikki Diamond? I am pissed at Nikki Diamond.
It has nothing to do with Nikki Diamond, and frankly, you shouldn't be upset at Nikki.
All right.
If anything, we need to police Omericast overall a little better. That's what
shocker.
Needs to be done. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Let me put another gray Omericast hair in my head. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Everyone knows Amazon is the best. You're probably shopping there right now. If you need it, Amazon has it. Just make sure you access Amazon.com through the TMOS website. What's today's Amazon purchase of? You know something? Omericast is supposed to be a recap of Nikki Diamond on this show.
Mike.
That's what it's supposed to be, right?
I saw this coming. We are taking care of it behind the scenes.
Oh, thank you. What's today's Amazon?
It comes from Mike McIntosh, Mike. You know, he is a semi-regular contributor to this show.
Mm-hmm.
And,
hello, Mac.
And he needed a key fob for a keyless entry to his Honda, and he went to the dealership. It was $170.
Yeah, they're expensive. Ridiculous.
He got it for $10 on Amazon, and it works perfectly. So if you need a custom cut key for your car, don't go to the dealership. Go through Amazon and save $160. Good thinking, Mac.
Absolutely.
Amazon really does have everything. You find the key fobs and more at MikeOmeraShow.com. Remember, the only way you ensure that we get credit for your purchase is to access Amazon through our website. It costs you nothing, but it means the world to us. So thank you. Thank you very much.
News.
Boo. NBC seemed very excited to debut a new feature on Sunday Night Football last weekend. but it ain't going over so well on social media.
Yeah.
I saw this before I was even aware of the telecast. It's called the Green Zone. Have you heard about this?
Yes.
They teach you that here. It basically does what the digital yellow line already does to show you where the first down marker is. It shows where the team needs to go, but they darkened the field with a different green color. All the grass between the line of scrimmage and the first down is shaded a brighter shade of green. The first down yellow line is still there, but it's less bright. And there's also a white line where the line of scrimmage is. There's so much money that they have that they just pour into the technology of these telecasts.
You know what it reminds me of? Do you remember for one of the playoff runs that the Cavs had? They had the thing where the puck would have a blue tail when they hit it.
No,
it
red. The tracker. The tracker.
When it would hit over like 100 miles an hour.
Yes.
Yes.
And it was useless. It was so distracting.
They can that.
Now, it's great on golf. The tracker for the ball in golf has now become almost something that
I wouldn't watch the other way around. There's no way. You're staring phenomenal at the screen hoping to find out where the ball went.
Can you imagine really we used to watch golf low def? How did we even see anything?
Incredible. Obviously, NBC thought this might be a fresh, updated look, but social media was not impressed. Most people just pointed out how pointless and unnecessary it is, since there was nothing wrong with the yellow line, which that's been around since 98. One person tweeted, quote, "Coming next week from NBC, the yellow zone. We fill the space between the goalposts with yellow so you can see if kicks are good." Okay. They didn't like it. I don't know. But sometimes they keep it to see if you will like it. So right.
It's distracting for me.
Be around. I thought it was kind of, I saw a highlight of it, didn't like it at all. John Goodman was asked about his character's future in a recent interview, and he said, quote, "It's an unknown. I guess he'll be mopey and sad because his wife's dead." There, he tipped his hand.
Okay.
There. This was basically the most likely solution. In the last couple of episodes, Roseanne, she was dealing with a secret addiction to prescription painkillers and heading for knee surgery, so that might be the way they bump her off. Elsewhere in the interview, John said he hasn't been in touch with Roseanne recently. He did send her a thank you email when she signed away her rights to the show, but he didn't hear back from her. He said, quote, "She was going through hell at the time." John also said he was surprised by the cancellation and the fallout, but added, quote, "I know for a fact that she is not a racist." He also said that he was brokenhearted and even went through a period of depression after ABC fired her. Not enough of a depression not to continue, though.
No, no.
The Conners will premiere October 16th. And what do you think? Do you think
I really like John Goodman, but I don't think the show is going to have anything to it. And in a way,
they should just bury that.
It hurts me that he's doing it because I really am a fan. And I think he should probably just walk away.
He didn't even have to do television.
No, he doesn't.
Mm-mm. Like he just didn't have to do that show. Though, we don't know people's circumstances. He could have been divorced twice.
That's true. And he made Blues Brothers 2000. So this is strike two.
Or Burger King.
Oh, that's right. No, King Ralph.
Oh, King Ralph. I'm sorry.
King Ralph, not
Burger
as bad
King.
As
when I was a kid. I'd be like,
wasn't he
King.
Big Red the Bobblehead?
That's right, he was.
I mean, so it's not
the
out of
Red Roof Inns.
This is not out of a character for
Big
him.
Big Red
just
the Bobblehead.
Just to take the job.
Yeah.
You know, I will look in out of curiosity.
I will
just
too.
To see sure, what they're.
It's gonna be the biggest story. How are they gonna kill her off and then with pills and everybody's gonna be like, "All right, we're gonna go back to the shtick."
I think she's gonna die because of anorexia.
Thank you. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. You know, I've been a fan for years, Rob Spiewak.
You called his superstardom, Mike.
Well, do you know he's one of the coolest celebrities ever? It's because he's always doing things like this. A 19-year-old man named Angelo Pizarro lost his mom and his sister in a car crash, and his mom was a huge fan of The Rock. So the guy started a social media campaign to get The Rock to give her a shout-out at the funeral. How sweet is that? Well, The Rock came through. He said, quote, "I'm sending you so much love and light and strength your way from my family to yours. I'm sorry to hear about your sister and your mom. Stay strong." Angela replied, quote, "I can't stop smiling knowing she's smiling so much. Just thank you."
Wow.
Taking a guy a terrible moment like that and a celebrity actually made
fantastic.
It a little less painful for the guy, which I think is a terrific way to go. Hats off to The Rock. Today is National Red Wine Day.
Yay! Woo-hoo!
Not to be confused
with Carla Havertria.
Yeah. Well, the mother-in-law is visiting.
So, that's good.
I heard they're going to celebrate. Not to be confused with National White Wine Day. That was back on the 4th. Or National Wine Day on May 25th. Or National Drink Wine Day on February 18th. Or National Rehab Week, which we all need when it comes next month. Anyway, here are some results from a new survey in honor of today's holiday. 1. 80% of people say they like wine, and red is the most popular type. White is second, sparkling third, then rosé, and dessert wine being up the rear. We're not sure who really loves that dessert wine.
The dessert wine, sure. Mike, is tests well in the 17 to 19-year-olds category.
Yes, yeah. Here's somebody that says they like dessert. Wait a minute.
They like dessert one, you put it on, you put it in, you put the thing, there's a dessert one, you have the manischewitz, that's the way it goes, the way they put it.
Jackie Mason.
So, congratulations. 15% of people like wine and cheese together,
yes,
which seems kind of low. 12% always try to pair wines with what they're eating. That's a small group. I don't think about that much. And finally, 12% of us have put down an entire bottle of wine. Where's my, thank you. An entire bottle, and what better time to do it than today on National Red Wine Day?
Why? I put down a big bottle of wine, a Woodbridge bottle of wine.
Oh, like the super size?
I've done it.
Wow, that's good for you. That's good for you.
Yeah, it does. It'll change the color of your stool.
Yeah, red wine will turn black.
Dark as sin.
Oh, I thought it was just blood.
Well, I thought for a while.
Yeah, it might be tarry. Might be time to see a proctologist or a gastroenterologist.
Somebody. Or a psychiatrist.
A 19-year-old guy.
A center of sorts.
A psychiatrist. A counselor. A 19-year-old guy in Michigan just won $500,000 on a scratch-off lottery ticket. All right, I'm not believing this story.
Okay.
I'll welcome your opinion. Now, I believe he won the $500,000. It's only the 4th lottery ticket he's ever bought. But the amazing part is, this is what, I don't know where they get the info from, but I think it comes from him. The amazing part, all 4 of the tickets that he bought, he's only purchased 4, he says, were winners. Said he's never bought a losing ticket. But this is his first big win. He just started college and says it's a huge relief to have his tuition covered now, and he'll need a lot of tuition money because he wants to be a doctor. All right, all this is coming from this guy. He's going to be a doctor. He never got a losing lottery ticket. He claimed his money yesterday, and he's also planning to take a big chunk of it and figure out the best way he can use it to give back to this community.
He also, issued a press release, Mike. He's also never kissed an ugly girl.
Also, you can't.
He kissed a girl that looked like Cindy Crawford, only 40 pounds heavier.
You can't buy your way into medical school, sir.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
There is now a little something something. There's a woman named Susan, and she recently posted a rant on Facebook that's going viral. Susan, here's her story.
Okay.
Susan and her fiance were all set to get married, but they had a problem. Her dream wedding cost $60,000, and they had only $15,000. She wanted a, quote, extravagant blowout wedding where she could be a Kardashian for a day. That's what she wanted.
All right.
So Susan asked all of her friends and family if they'd give them cash to help cover the cost. And not just a little money. She wrote, quote, we'd sacrificed so much and only asked each guest for around $1,500.
Wow.
But when only 8 people sent them checks, Susan freaked out and called off the entire wedding. Oh, and according to Facebook, her rant, because of her how her fiance handled the situation, she just dumped him too. Maybe he was protesting the asking for money.
That's embarrassing.
Now this is what she says. She's going to South America for 2 months to, quote, rid herself of toxic energy. Meanwhile, her family has gotten rid of their toxic energy because Susan's moving to South America. There you go. Thank you very much. Susan, you little brat. My God, that's ridiculous.
Kardashian for a day, Mike.
Yeah, energy doesn't pay the bills.
No.
Yes.
And there are energy bills that have to be paid.
We'll take a break and circle. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Michael Mara Show.
Hi, this is Grace the Intern. College is right around the corner, and it's time for students to get prepared for school. But what I suggest is our parents consider doing their part. Campus cookies are fine, and care packages are nice, but what we hardworking students really deserve is to be treated like grown-ups. Reward our efforts with a subscription to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show will provide us with the much-needed humor between classes and an excuse to tune that annoying roommate out and listen to the voices that really matter. And did I mention the swearing? We love that So, Mom and Dad, please consider a bonus show gift subscription for your wary student by clicking the banner at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Hey, everybody. We're still doing the fruitcakes.
Yes.
Yes, we are. It's time for the TMOS Fruitcake Fact of the Day. Professor Spiewak, lay some fruitcake knowledge on us.
Oscar, fruitcakes date back to Roman times. Did you know that? Yes. The Romans mixed pine nuts, barley mash, pomegranate seeds, raisins, and honeyed wine, and shaped the cake into what they called satura. Fittingly, the word satire, a literary device the Romans invented, is derived from the cake because they're both a mix of ingredients sour and sweet.
Thank you, Alton. Yes, the more you know about fruitcakes, the better, because we are in the middle of our first ever TMOS fundraiser. You see, times are tight. We need your help, but here's the good part. In exchange for your support, we will reward you with a genuine Rob Spiewak fruitcake. The commercial kitchen has been booked. Mm. We are getting ready to do this. They are sweet. They are spicy. They are potent. They are delicious. You can have one in time for the holidays simply by giving us your support. Now, this has a... this has a limited time factor, and so we want you to order your fruitcakes because we're going to have to button
wrap
this up.
There's going
to
be a deadline coming up, so there's an urgency.
Wrap it up.
There's an urgency.
Order now at TMOSfruitcake.com. It's really, really important you support the show. We really appreciate it. A fruitcake or fruitcakes, if you prefer, will be at your house in time for the holidays. We need your fiscal support, and we are proud to offer the taste of the holidays as our way of saying thank you. Invest in your fruitcake future now. Ensure the ongoing success of TMOS, and get ready for a holiday treat unlike any other. Thank you for being a part of the nuttiest fundraiser ever. Visit TMOSfruitcake.com. Do it today. The future is now. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Tuesday, August 28th.
Is
this
the 28th
already?
It is the 28th.
My God. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
You know, we always like to try to introduce a new feature every once in a while to keep the show fresh and happening. And today is that day, Mike, as we introduce the TMOS Police Blotter.
I'm excited. This is wonderful. I like this.
Dateline, Kentucky. A man's name, Mason Tackett. His cousin is a known methamphetamine user and robbed his house. Robbed by his own cousin. And this is him describing the robbery as we debut the TMOS Police Blotter.
Must have been a bad batch around here because Floyd County's went crazy in the last 4 days. When I finally got down here to the house to look, see what happened, the door was standing wide open. It looked like he was packing up for a yard sale when he come out. He was lying, throwing his hands and saying stuff like, I didn't do it, I didn't do it. You know how rogues do, and blaming on everybody else. He did pull a gun on me when I got back around the house because I guess he thought I was upset with him. Who steals a cheese grater? He's got the worst Lysol. He stole an empty bottle of spray. What got me the most was my soap. He stole my soap. Who steals soap?
So if we can, and the thing when we do TMOS Police Blotter, we're going to give you the whole story, and then we're going to recap it for you. Because the meth head stole a cheese grater and some soap.
Who steals a cheese grater? What got me the most was my soap. He stole my soap. Who steals soap?
Soap.
I like the legit outrage he's in.
He's not happy.
Because he's not mad at his cousin.
No, he's mad
at
the dirt.
He's mad at what he would steal at.
What he took.
Yeah, he's like,
he didn't take no cash. He took my soap.
And an empty can of Lysol spray.
That's too funny.
Who steals a cheese grater?
All right. That concludes the TMOS Police Blotter.
That was fantastic.
That's a success.
Focus on the White House. Donald Trump is addressing this new NAFTA policy, and he wanted to talk to the president of Mexico, and they were going to cover it on live television. All they had to do was put the Mexican president on his speakerphone.
And now it's a really good deal for both countries, and we look very much forward to it. And I believe the president is on the phone. Enrique? Yeah, you can hook him up.
It makes me feel so much better about our setup.
How are you? This is a big thing.
This is a big thing.
A lot of people waiting.
Introducing President Kenya Nyeka.
Hello.
Like an SNL bit.
Yeah.
This is the camera's going. Would
put that on this phone, please. Hello.
Please.
Be helpful.
It would be helpful, Mr. President. The good news is they finally did get the president on the line, and he issued this statement.
Who steals a cheese grater? What got me the most was my soap. He stole my soap.
That's right. Stole his soap. Real quick, two more. I'm a big fan, always have been, of Henry Winkler. I had a poster of the Fonz in my bedroom when I was a little kid. He has embraced the fact that the phrase jumping the shark, which has such a negative connotation, he's embraced the fact that he is forever attached to it.
At the time, people actually read newspapers, and they would mention jump the shark, and they would show a picture of me, you know, in my leather jacket, in swim shorts, water skiing. And at that time, I had great legs. So I thought, I don't care. We were number one for the next 4 or 5 years. I don't care. I'm very proud that I am the only actor in maybe the world who has jumped the shark twice. Once on Happy Days and once on Arrested Development.
Pretty good attitude. True. And if you haven't seen
the physically jumped a shark?
Yeah. There was an episode of Happy Days, remember, when he on water skis jumped over a shark.
The term is, and look, if I'm sorry for those that are listening that you know this, the term, and I learned it later in life.
Right.
That it was so improbable. It was so like off the wall that's when they, I guess, Happy Days fans say that the show actually took the turn for the worse.
The shark jump moment is when a show starts declining. Some people say that when David and Maddie kissed on Moonlighting, that's when Moonlighting jumped the shark. Mm-hmm. But he did actually.
I never knew the origin of that.
That's the story
of
it.
When we learn something, that's the way. So it came from Happy Days.
Happy Days. Mm-hmm. And so he's okay
with
it. So
when Fonzie jumped the shark is when the show started to go downhill.
And also, yes. If you have not seen it, and HBO is rerunning it, you can get it on demand. Henry Winkler in the show Barry, which is
I love Barry.
It's an amazing show. And Henry
that's
Winkler,
the Bill Hader show.
Yeah,
correct?
But he is his acting teacher, and he's magnificent. It's just
okay,
so great.
Right.
Only 8 episodes. Like it's you can binge it in a night if you want to watch Barry. We close with this. Bad news for you gentlemen on Viagra.
A report out of the UK claims that Viagra use has been linked to an early death. Yes. Yeah, when reached for comment, men in the UK said, still worth it.
And the bad part is after they die, you can't close the coffin.
And he stole my cheese grater.
Who steals a cheese grater? What got me the most was my soap. He stole my soap.
That's there your magic is. Audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Man. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Meara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag like we did today, send it to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MearaShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Remember, voting is the engine of freedom and democracy and requires your participation. It's coming up, people. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Meara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Meara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MearaShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Who steals a cheese grater?
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.